Hi, I'm here with Kip Winger. Kip, you did acoustic projects to us before. Is there a special love for this? Or, I mean, what's this special thing about playing acoustic shows?
I've developed my acoustic shows over the last 15 years, and people have come to know me for doing this particular show. It's a very special thing where people hear all the Winger hits and my solo music. And it's, you know, the way I play acoustic is not exactly like a mellow acoustic show. It's more like a rock show.
Is an acoustic show not much harder than standing with a whole electric band on stage?
It's a lot more difficult to do this solo acoustic show because with a band you can hide behind the band, and this is just me out there on my own with all my mistakes. But it's very gratifying. I like the intimate setting I have. I've got much better rapport with my fans.
What is in your set, including only solo stuff or also old Winger songs?
I do all the hits, all my solo stuff, most, and take requests, people sing with me. It's really just a big gathering.
Okay. You've also written classic tunes. One of them was used for a ballet of choreographer Christopher Whedon. How did this develop and happen?
Well, I studied ballet when I was young, and I've studied classical music my whole life, and I've always wanted to write music for ballet. And so I did. I mean, it took a long time to get where I was a legitimate classical composer. I studied with a lot of people over the last 15 years, and I worked with Chris on this ballet in 2009 and 2010, and it's been a big hit, and so I'm just you know, pressing forward and writing more classical works as well.
Is there anything musically you haven't done yet, but it's still a future wish of yours to do it one day?
No, I just continue to, I want to write good music. That's my main goal. You know, I don't really care about any of the stuff that goes with it. I just want the music to survive over time and write music that moves people. That's really all I care about.
You worked in the past with many well-known other artists. Is there one in particular you liked best to work with? Or is there one you haven't worked with but you'd love to one day?
The only person I really want to meet is Paul McCartney. He's like the only person that I'm a huge fan of that I haven't met with. Maybe John Adams, the classical composer. And but I've been pretty lucky to work with a lot of people that I've been a fan of, and you know, it's fine. I mean, I don't, you know, I'm not a starstruck kind of person, but I have a lot of respect for a lot of the people that I have worked with, so I feel like I've been really lucky.
Can you please take a brief retrospective about your career, please?
A retrospective on my career. Well, I mean, I started in a band with my two brothers. We were we had another kid from the neighborhood, so it was like a four-piece band, and called Blackwood Creek. And I got my first paying job when I was 8 years old, so pretty lucky for that. And and then I, you know, I went on to do Alice Cooper, which was my first big break, and then we formed Winger while I was in Alice Cooper, and got really lucky with that. We did very well, and then when the grunge thing happened and the 80s bands were kind of out, I took the time to study classical music, which is what I always knew I wanted to do. So mainly I would say that the looking back on it, I've always been trying to just learn how to write better and better music.
Nowadays you live in Nashville, the heart of country music. What got you there, and any desire to go more country as well in the future?
No, I'm not a country person. I have a great respect for the country thing. But you have to be country to do country. You can't just become country from a rock band or you know, just do it to cash in, you know, like people that go into Nashville and think they're going to go country. I mean, it's just stupid in my mind, because you have to grow up in it, you know. So I live there because it's a great music town. There's a lot of rock bands, there's a great classical scene, a lot of very talented people, great recording studios. It's a very great mixture of a lot of talent.
Any future plans? New CD? maybe?
Yeah, we're going to make a new Winger record this year, and then we're going to make another, I'm going to make another solo album. Got a couple more classical pieces.
Any wish for the future?
To make $1 billion. From Apple stock to go to 10,000.
Kip, many thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.